my LA sisters.
Got the spot open up one time.
I found patience is a virtue. One and now I'm got.
When push came to shove.
One what?
One love.
One love. One love. One love. One love. One love.
Huh. Day One Lifestyle and Friends, the podcast, episode 55, back for another week. Look out for some guests, man, coming up. We're going to get you some guests on soon. For now, it's just me and Muff. And, you know, it's that time of the year, man. It's Halloween.
Spooky Bay season. Time to bundle up. Pumpkin spice everything. I think it's still pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah, I think people still doing it.
But more so, giving everybody the heebie-jeebies. Having a good time. Haunted houses. Hay rides. Hot chocolate. I guess you're doing hot chocolate, too.
A little bit of hot chocolate.
But more importantly, it's episode 55, man. We're back at it.
Muff, for the listeners.
Another week.
I know most of the people that are probably listening already follow us, but go ahead and let the people know where they can find us at, where they can follow us, all that good stuff right now before we jump into episode 55.
Yes, sir. You can follow us at Day, the number one lifestyle. Follow my dog, Garrett, at Fabs, F-A-B-S 304. Follow me at The Muffin Man 32, and holler at us, man. I think we say this same exact intro every time. We're going to have to switch it up here soon. But
yep.
Hey, let y'all know where to follow us at, man. Let us know. Let us know something, man.
Word around town is you're going to start posting again soon. That's what I'm hearing.
I probably ain't.
That's what the main streets of Pittsburgh are talking about, man. Along with the bus that is halfway into the ground that they finally just pulled up.
Yeah, that was actually crazy. I saw all the Photoshop memes. That's honestly why I just love social media.
That's like the best time to go to Facebook too, Muff.
Really? Yeah, no, honestly, Facebook, you'll see something that you already seen like 6 weeks ago though.
No, you're true, but I'm saying like I don't get on Facebook at all, but if I'm going to get on Facebook, it'd be to read people's comments under the news Facebook page of that. Because, you know, there's people that's sarcastic, like, oh, that was a pothole. And then there's going to be people arguing, like, there's no way that's a pothole. And it's like, it's cool.
Yeah, they probably never been to Morgantown because that's really just like a road bump. I've seen worse.
I don't know. Pittsburgh may be up in the running with Morgantown. I hate to say it.
They're neighbors. They're neighbors, you know.
But like you said, the memes were hilarious. I thought it was a good kick. We'll put that all on the socials. I'm sure anyone local might have seen that. But glad everyone was safe. So now it just becomes a good meme and something that we can pass around.
Yes, sir. How you been this week, man? I know it's been a grind. I know we've been getting back into the swing of things, getting back into new episodes, new content. What's been going on in G's world?
I'm good, man. I can't complain, as always. There's nothing really new, like I said. It's just that time of the year, man. And you know, I throw it back a little bit. I got to get your opinion, Muff, on the best Halloween movie.
Man, that one is definitely tough because there's so many. It's like similar to Christmas movies. You know, there's so many out there. But I feel like I like the ones that traumatize me the most.
What?
Which is kind of weird to say. Like I remember Jeepers Creepers, both of those. Nah, the song in Jeepers Creepers used to freak me out, and I heard that a couple times, like regularly. And I think it was people just playing games with me. But Jason, Michael Myers, yep. Freddy Krueger made it hard for me to sleep. But the worst one, 100%, was Leprechaun in the Hood.
I remember that.
That little, yo, that little. I don't even know what you want to call him, was the most traumatizing experience I have ever watched in a movie. I remember my big cousin made me watch that joint, knowing I was going to have PTSD after watching that joint. And I still went with it. No regrets, though.
So wait, backtrack for me real quick. What's your top? What's your number one?
Leprechaun in the Hood.
Oh, so you're not going to watch it, but it's still number one. I don't get you, but I'll take your word on it.
If I'm just enjoying it, I'm probably watching Scream just because it's kind of funny. But the top one, I like Leprechaun in the Hood. I'm going to have to watch it again soon, though.
Okay.
What about you?
There's definitely the classics everyone knows. Jason, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger. I think they all deserve to be up there, but there's a lot of movies. So I'm going to go soft over here, and I'm going to go with Hocus Pocus and Halloween Town.
I didn't like them that much. I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't like them that much. I love Casper though. I had that on VHS.
Casper's Casper was good. That's up there. Don't get me wrong. Casper's up there. Like I said, there's a couple Halloweens. I mean, I like Michael Myers the best out of the three of Jason and Freddy Krueger. Shout out to them, too. I don't want any beef with them, but I like Michael Myers the best. And let me throw an underrated one for you here. Disney, Under Wraps. I don't know if you remember that one at all.
Never seen it.
I got to show you this picture. I don't think I've seen it.
I might have honestly seen it and never really like paid attention to it.
He tried to hide the skeleton mummy in his room. Like I said, it was a Disney. It was kind of corny, but it was a Disney movie. But the Disney movies were actually pretty good back in the day. So you got to check it out.
It was one that was on Disney that I kind of liked. I was like, yo, this joint kind of tough, but I'm going to have to go back.
Let us know what your favorite. Yeah, let us know what your favorite Halloween movie is. We'll shout you out. All that good stuff on episode 56. The other thing, Muff, like I said, growing up, you know the best thing was to get your candy, get it all, go house to house, and then dump it all on the floor after. What is your best and worst Halloween candy, or just candy in general, but the worst thing you're going to get on Halloween?
The worst thing I could possibly get is 100% a mini pack of Starburst with two yellow joints in there. I damn near want to go back to the house and rob them.
Oh, that is awful.
Why are you providing me with
That's
this?
That's awful.
For what? Did I do something to you?
How you blaming them, though? You can't blame
them.
Nah,
that's the they knew what they was doing. You should have provided me with some good candy. You knew the chances, and you wanted to take that risk. So now I'm coming back.
But
now
you can't be mad at them because they were going to give you Starburst. They were going to give you Starburst. You can't get the ski mask and rob them because they were going to give you Starburst. That's on Starburst for putting the package in.
Nah, honestly.
I'm defending.
Nah,
I'm
honestly, the worst one is black licorice. Black licorice.
I agree there. I'm putting that up there.
If you eat black licorice, I want you to turn yourself into the police station. Expeditiously. There's no reason to be eating it.
Do we have beef with the candy corn? I'm a hit or miss with the candy corn. I don't really like the chocolate candy corn. The other candy corn, I could maybe have like one or two. After that, it gets kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would eat one or two of them. If I'm locked on an island and it's the only candy there, I'm going to eat it. But it's like, I'm probably picking it out like the yellow Starburst. I'm not going for it. But I mean, you know what I mean? If it's like in my grandma's house, I see, yeah, let me get one or two of them. The best ones, though? White chocolate Kit Kats. I love those joints. The Sweet Tarts candy rolls. Love those. And you know I'm allergic to peanut butter, but I'm allergic to peanuts, but I can eat peanut butter. I love the mini Reese's Cups. But one candy that I always thought was kind of underrated was the Tootsie Rolls and the fruity flavors. The strawberry and the orange. Now, those are probably my top joints. Like, if it's not the white Kit Kats, it's definitely them. Those were a fire.
I'm with you on that. Those are very good. Let me throw you two candies that are definitely overrated. Kind of, I would throw them in the worst category. Smarties, never a fan of those for Halloween. And then the circus peanuts. I don't even know if you remember the orange circus peanuts. Those were by far the worst, in my opinion.
I feel like circus peanuts is for like a 72-year-old named Bernard that just got out the assisted living center. If you're eating circus peanuts, come holler at me. I'm going to call you Bernard from now on. Or Bartholomew.
Oh, man.
And what is it? Them Charleston chews? Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, I ain't getting you started. I remember you going in on those. That we must have talked about this before.
We've had multiple conversations about them. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely disgusting.
Well, look, like we said. Oh, last thing. I forgot to ask you, are you being anything this year? Are you got any parties? Nothing.
I'm just chilling, man. Just working, grinding, relaxing, learning.
You're pretty fun, man.
Fun guy. Hey.
Look at me shaming you.
Hey.
Just being a nice guy.
Nah, I had some fun on the weekend. I'll probably go out this next weekend too. But yeah, as far as the actual Halloween, man, it's during the week. I got work.
Oh, yeah. No, I got you.
I run that bag up for a quick minute.
Look, people were doing the week before, the week after, during the week. We can't do that anymore. You got to pick one solid day. I'm going out for that day. I'll step out, get the old classic.
Until we retire.
Put the bread on the...
We ain't retired yet.
Put the bread on the shoulders, and we'll call it a day.
Give us 5 years. We'll retire. Hopefully. Maybe one day.
One day. Anyways, though, next week's episode should have a nice little guest on with us. And we'll be discussing some college basketball stuff since that is right around the corner, our favorite time of the year.
Hoops.
Now, besides that, though, NBA started up, and so far it's been pretty crazy, Muff. Our guy Javon Carter, man. You know the West Virginia faithful, me and Muff, two WVU alum, if this is your first time listening.
Press Virginia.
You know, we've been saying for a long time
treadmill
that this
mentality.
Guy's nice. We've been saying this guy's got the dog mentality in him, and he's been shining right now. I know it's early in the season. I know it's been only a couple games, but he got the start the other night because Rubio was hurt. Ty Jerome's been out. And he did everything he should do when he got in the lineup. He did his thing, balled out against my Clippers out of all teams, the best team in the league right now. And they got the dub against them, man. But I'm really happy for Javon making the most of his situation right now. And that's what you got to do when you come in the league. Because as you know, there's like eight players that play on a team, basically. And yep. It's easy to get out of the league, too.
Yeah, you got to make a statement. And that night, they were missing their starting center and one of their starting guards. So to be able to come in, especially with that young core and against, you know, arguably one of the top two, three teams in the West, come in and beat them like that, that's amazing. Especially, you know, even JC, you know, him and Devin Booker, man, they went off. Devin Booker was stepped up, and I think all around just how they meshed together and how they just played was nothing short of, like, a great performance.
It really was. And, like,
against some vets, too.
And it's good to see the Suns do that because I know we have this topic all the time, but I'm always taking the proven guys over the young guys. But it's fun to see these young guys that we've seen in college. JC Booker from Kentucky, Cam Johnson, UNC, Oubre, you know what I mean? Kansas. I mean, they got some guys that we've seen them, you know, in college, and it's fun to see them now in the pros do their thing. But
you made friends with Mike, but got an AI for your survival.
But, I mean, Javon was just grinding out there, man. And like I said, he was Pat Bevin, the Clippers, essentially, but he was also scoring some buckets also, some tough buckets.
Yeah, but with a few more buckets. Let's say with a few more buckets, though.
While we're on the NBA, I just wanted to go on a couple other things. Like I said, the Clippers did take that loss, but, I mean, they don't have Paul George yet, and we saw what they did against the Lakers, and I just think the Clippers are going to be really nice this year, and I think I'll make my prediction here in a couple minutes. We'll do some predictions and get them out the way now so I can get your bad predictions to get them out the way.
Yeah, I've had a few. I'll probably have a few more.
But yeah, like I said, Clippers, Lakers. Lakers are adjusting, man. I still think they need a few playmakers to surround AD and LeBron. I mean, it's good to see Dwight. Dwight played great the other night. I think he was 8.
Dwight around your lips.
You're wild, come man. On, but man. Dwight looked good. Danny Green, I mean, you know, just coming off the championship. But I feel like they're just missing a couple more things. We'll see, though, because Kuzma's not playing. I forgot about that. So once Kuzma's in the lineup, but I could see the Lakers making some moves around the trade deadline if needed to be. So, and then also Westbrook looked great with the Rockets. So, I mean, this Western Conference, like I said, is just stacked to the max. And it's going to be a bloodbath to see who gets out the West.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a bloodbath, per usual. You always expect that out the West. You know, they're always scrappy. They always got a bunch of talent stacked up on the team. So, you know, you really get to see the best of the best. And I think it's going to be another great year over there.
I wanted to point out, too, Trae Young and Luka, they're starting right off where they left from last season in their rookie debuts. They've been balling. And then this year, the young guys for the Heat, Nunn and Harrow, and then Ja Morant.
Yeah, big buckets.
Young guys, man.
Yeah, I really like Tyler Harrow's game. I thought he was going to be a bucket. None. You know, I didn't necessarily hear about him before. I'm not going to lie to you. But you're able to see him now. He's definitely making a statement. And Ja Morant is doing Ja Morant things. Like, first 30-point game, I expect many more out of Bulls. So, it is what it is. But the young guys are really stepping up. And, you know, I think we were talking about this last episode. It's like, you know, it's a wave of new talent. We were talking about that with football. Mm-hmm. But, like, we get to see a whole wave of young talent right now that are really just coming in and stepping up from from day one. I don't even mean to, no pun intended, but stepping up from day one. Like, going in, making an impact defensively, offensively, being leaders. It's good to see.
Yeah, I really like Jaw's game. I think Jaw's going to win Rook of the Year. I don't think the Grizzlies will be anything special, but I like what him and Jaren Jackson Jr., Triple J, I think they're building up. I don't know, like I said, with the free agent stuff, how it is today, how many people are rushing to get to Memphis or how many people are rushing to get to Phoenix, but if they can have the guys on contract doing good while they can and lock up someone like Booker, lock up one of, like, Ja Morant when contract comes again. You know what I mean? But for time being, I'm liking what I'm seeing from a lot of these young guys that we haven't saw in a lot of previous years. I feel like with the younger guys, I feel like it's took them a lot longer to get kind of nice, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this class is definitely like one that's going to go down into the history books. You know, especially
we still haven't saw Zion either, you know?
Yeah, and he's been hurt. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I think this is going to be one of the most legendary, like, you know, draft classes that comes out. Only time will tell, though.
So, Muff, give it to me while we're on the NBA. Our preseason picks. I'll give you my Eastern and Western Conference. You don't got to do that. You can just give me who you got in the championship. I'm going to go Clippers over the Rockets. Game 7 type of game. I really think Westbrook and Harden are going to get done this year, but Clippers got a better team. So I'm going Clippers over the Rockets, 76ers over the Celtics, and then I'm picking the Clippers over the 76ers in the championship. Who you got?
Man, I definitely got Lakers just because I like LeBron, and I know what he can do if he stays healthy. He's taken, you know, teams with less talent all the way there, so I think it's very feasible. Man, it's tough because I want to go.
What you got on the East?
I want to go with the Bucks, but I don't think they're going. Why you always? Honestly, I don't think they're gonna make it that far this year. I think they're gonna see second round, maybe get to a game 5, game 6. Honestly, I'm going Lakers, 76ers.
Okay.
And I got Lakers winning.
That's crazy. You're doing our people in Milwaukee like that. Even though I picked the 76ers too, but.
They just still have a lot of good talent. I was really wanting to go with the Celtics just because, like, you know, you got Taco Fall, you got
yeah,
a couple
guy.
Young rooks, and you still got some veterans over there.
Hey, you know I love Kemba, too. Kemba's, like, top 5 for me. I mean, I love Kemba.
Honestly, I'm changing that pick. I'm going Lakers-Celtics. I'm going classic rivalry.
Okay.
I'm taking that back. Lakers-Celtics.
Okay, you heard it here
That's
first.
That's what I'm doing.
Muff just cursed both those squads, but we'll find out, I guess, later on. We already know about his Red Sox curse.
Only once. And we ain't going to go back.
Dodgers curse. You're going to have all these teams just tattooed on you, man. The ultimate bandwagon fan.
I'm terrible.
Hey, shout out to all our Wisconsin listeners. We love you guys. I love you guys. Muff doesn't appreciate you as much. He's a Giannis hater, Bucks hater. But you know we got to show love to Aaron Rodgers, A-Rod, man, because he has been balling. He's still
going crazy.
Yeah, he's been going crazy, man. I know you just can't say nothing. He just the magician, man. He just makes plays that don't seem like they should be made.
Yeah, he can make it in the pocket, out the pocket, you know, falling over. I don't know. That play he had the other day.
Magician.
I think, yeah, bro, it's crazy. Like, he's falling over sideways.
Come on. Come on.
Just touchdown. That's crazy.
One of the best in the game for a reason.
That's real talent. That's real talent.
And Muff, let me say something. Browns fans, Cowboys fans, I feel like this needs to be a weekly segment now. I'm sorry, man. You got Dak Prescott. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Pat Mahomes. Not Deshaun Watson. Not Tom Brady. Baker Mayfield. I'm surprised y'all are still even starting him.
I think it's going to, you know, honestly, and I'm going to keep it a bean. I think I said, but I had high hopes for the Browns this year, but I still think it's going to take some time for them to mesh and to be able to get everything right. Because it's just like basketball. You get a whole new team, it takes time to really get forward and get to where you need to go. But that Browns organization, they need a whole revamping.
I was about to ask you, how long until the head coach, Freddie Kitchens, gets fired? I'll give him 2 more weeks. I bet he's fired.
Buddy ass need to skedaddle. Like, they just need a whole revamp.
Undisciplined, man.
I think if you get a better back office, some better defensive and offensive coordinators, put a couple more pieces on that team as far as, you know, the offensive line
you might
to
as well,
help protect Baker.
Hey, you might as well just say the whole roster.
Yeah, just gut the whole organization. No, no.
That's all right. Cleveland got some championships with LeBron. They're good. They're good for a couple years, man. And the Indians haven't been bad. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, and the Indians.
It's cool, man. It's cool. But you know we got to trash Cleveland Browns.
And Doughboy.
And the Cowboys. Every year. Every week. We got to trash them. That's about all for football I got, Muff. I just wanted to give the daily trash for them. Baseball, though, man. Like I said, I hate saying this every time we record. because I like to make stuff that people could listen to a little bit longer than, you know, daily occurrences. But the way we're trying to record once a week, we're trying to give people something once a week that they can listen, whether they're going to class, working, night shift, driving, commuting, anything, whatever you say, that's when we want you to listen to it. But Muff, I did want to say, man, game five will forever go down for the baseball booby game, man. Might have been the highest rating after that.
They was out there. They was doing the thing.
That's all you're gonna elaborate on?
No, that's just about it. I had seen them.
I knew there had to be something about it, because I'm thinking in my head, like, why would you do that? They pay all that money. There had to be some other scheme behind it. And truth comes out.
It's marketing. It's just all marketing.
That's what it was. At Julia Rose _33. You can find her on Twitter if you want to, you know, see tweets or whatever. I'm not, you know. Anyways, she was a founder. She's the founder of a digital magazine called Shag Mag, which they were promoting. It generates nearly $125,000 in monthly subscription fees, which is pretty wild. So her and the other girl from that was saying they're going to donate money to breast cancer. So shout out to them on that. But that's what the MLB basically sent them a letter and said, like, hey, you're doing misconduct at an MLB game and basically promoting your business. So, like, you're banned from anything MLB.
They don't care. They got what they needed.
Oh, I know. They knew that was going to happen. It's perma, like you said.
Sometimes you got to run it up and move on to the next joint.
2019, man. How can we market something?
Facts.
But, yeah, I'm just saying.
And it's working.
I'm sure that really, like, was the talk, was the political stuff and the boobies. It wasn't anything about the game. But the game was crazy. Game five was crazy, Muff, because Scherzer was supposed to pitch, and then he had the neck spasms or whatever. And to me, he would have never missed game five if he was feeling even what somewhat decent.
Yeah, it ain't no fun, dude.
They're no joke, right?
Yeah, that's like, you, it might seem like it's something very, very small, but it's like, bro, it impales you. Like, you literally cannot move. And especially when you're playing at that high of a caliber and you gotta, like, move with those rapid movements, bro, it's over for you.
So, like I said, by the time you listen to this, who knows who won the World Series? I'm sure we'll discuss on the next, but you know, we've been slacking on the food since we've been back. We got to get back in the food. I wanted to throw some things at you that have been tested and are new things available at NBA arenas around the country. First, we have at the Warriors game this year, there's more plant-based. So they moved to San Francisco right across the bay, and now they got the spring rolls. Makes sense, I guess, but, you know, they're bougie over there compared to Oakland. Exactly. The Suns have just landed the PB&J burger.
Honestly, it's probably not terrible.
I try it for sure. That's like tailpipes, right?
Yeah, I would probably take a bite of it. I don't think it's something that I would be able to go more than that. Because you got the sweet, you got the savory, the umami, salty. You know, it's like umami. I try a bite.
Sacramento Kings added bacon fried chicken sandwich with seasonal jam and tater tots. And they also, for dessert, did a cinnamon dusted dark chocolate drizzled churro fries. They're on to you, Muff. I'm telling you that right now.
I'd go for both of them. Both of them. I got both of them.
Popcorn ice cream sundae. Popcorn infused ice cream, crispy popcorn cake, popcorn and chocolate sauce, mommy heat.
See, that one, I don't know, it might be too buttery. But if it's like a caramel type of popcorn, I'll dabble in there. I'll see what it's hitting for. Dolce de leche.
All right, let me get a little drum roll right here, man. No. You're gonna need some silence after this one too. New York Knicks games at the famous, the iconic Madison Square Garden, a standalone Cheeto stand that will serve, and this is not fake, that will serve a Cheetos ice cream sundae.
Yeah, you expect that out of the Knicks. The organization play like they do, you expect them to put out some food like this. I ain't got no words for that. That organization, keep that. Cancel them completely, to be honest with you.
Did you see that Popeyes commercial?
I had seen it.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of petty, but it's like, at the end of the day, Chick-fil-A is not worried. Like, they still the top in sales, even with them being closed on Sunday. But it's like,
closed on
they got their niche. I would say it's a conspiracy theory,
Chick-fil-A.
But it's like, Because here's why I say that. It took them, what, 3 months, 2 months to bring it back? And I would say that they actually ran out of chicken, but Popeyes was still operating in full effect with the tenders, the wings, and everything else. They didn't really probably run out of chicken. So I'm going back to my normal theory that they just wanted to get a spike in sales to maximize their sales per hour metric, you know? And it's like they're probably trying to finish out that fiscal year really strong, or they're trying to get a head start on the next fiscal year. Just my opinion, though. And they know what they're doing. They're doing it right.
You said it. You said everything I needed to say, Muff. But I think it's that time of the episode. Recipe of the week. We're now in Muffy's Kitchen, episode 55. What you got for us, Muff?
I got to turn it up, man. You know, they've been on me.
They're still going on you, man. I'm telling you, the heat is definitely catching up to you right now in the kitchen.
Hey, man. So we're gonna make this a little decadent, a little more extra. So this one, we're going to do some crab mac and cheese. And, you know, I had probably said that, you know, seafood doesn't go with cheese. But then I had some crab mac and cheese one time before, and I'm like, you know, I could probably make that better. So I'm going with this one. So first, you're going to make your bechamel. It sounds way fancier than it is. It's just basically like cheese gravy. So you get 3 cups of whole milk, 1/2 cup of unsalted butter, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, some kosher salt, or table salt, whatever you really prefer. I'm probably going to grind the salt up in there. You can get a couple extra seasonings in there, which we'll elaborate on later. First, you want to heat the milk up in a pot, medium heat, just till, you know, it gets bubbling, 3 to 4 minutes, then remove it from the heat. And then you're going to want to heat the butter. When it's melted, you're going to add the flour, water whip, whisk it constantly until the mixture turns a Lisa Ray into the wintertime complexion. Then you want to slowly pour the warm milk about 1 cup at a time or so into the butter flour mixture. And you want to keep whisking this constantly so you don't get, you know, any clumps or anything. This is going to get Megan Thee Stallion thick when you first add the milk. Then it's just going to get thinner as you slowly start to pour the entire 3 cups. And this is pretty normal. Once all the milk has been added, you can go back over medium high heat and continue to water whip whisk it constantly. In the next 2 to 3 minutes, the sauce should be, you know, together, silky, smooth, and thick. And how you'll know it's done is you'll just use a spoon to test to make sure it's ready. You'll want to Trina, I dip, you dip, we dip a metal spoon into the sauce. If the sauce coats the spoon and doesn't slide off like milk, you'll know it's ready. And the kind of final step to this, you just, you know, run your finger along the spoon. If the impression kind of remains there, you're good to go. If you want to add your extra seasoning in there, like Old Bay, garlic powder, a little fresh cracked black pepper to jazz it up, you can do that. Now you're really ready to bring it all together. The crab is depending on what you want to do. So if you got access to lump blue crab, do that. If you got Dungeness crab, do that. If you like snow crab or Alaskan king crab, excuse me, it's up to you. If you want to do all 3 or 4 of them, come holler at me, player. We got some things to talk about. Outside of that, you know, we're going to do everything. We're going to make sure this is all put together. And we're going to do mini ramekins. So this ain't going to be a large portion. But if you wanted to do a large portion, you could kind of just sprinkle the crab all throughout to make it easier for you. But this was more personal. It's going to be wintertime. It's going to heat your soul up. So first, you know, you're going to get your noodles that you have already done. In this case, I'm choosing shells. Get some of the bechamel up in there. We're going to add some of the Gouda cheese, cheddar cheese, and some of my Munster cheese. We're going to get this nice and creamy, start stirring it up. It's going to start sounding, we're going to start stirring that up. And then we're going to nestle some of the crab meat right up in there. Then you're going to top it off with a little bit more of that cheese mix. Throw it under the broiler high heat. And then you'll add a little bit of Old Bay right on top of this. A little bit for presentation, but more importantly for flavor. Like, are we kidding? Broil it for 1 to 2 minutes, but be careful to watch it so it doesn't burn. You'll want it looking like Megan Good the second week of summertime, nice and golden. If you want to add a little razzle dazzle on this joint, save a claw or a leg. When it gets out the broiler, put it right into the ramekin, top it with a little parsley. Side note, the parsley really is only for IG because you know they're going to be on your tail if you don't put the parsley on it. Pair it with a nice Chardonnay and you're good to go, man.
Hey, bro, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put the crown back on you.
Yes,
right now.
Yes, sir.
That was a solid comeback. The last two weeks
was shaky. I'm not going to lie
shaky,
to you.
Shaky, man.
Because I don't bake. But this one?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that was good. That was very good.
Throw some Trey Songz in the background if you need to. I got your back.
I'm hungry now, man.
Yes, sir.
Muff, I hate to do this to you after just giving you praise, man, but I did want to remind you of your short stint in the great state of Florida. Actually, kind of long stint. I got to go back, man. I feel like I've done you wrong. I wanted to give you some Florida man stories this week. I'm going to give you a couple here. Florida man accused. These are all very facts. These are big facts, as people would say. But Florida man accused of throwing nunchucks through car window at traffic light.
I know I believe it.
You. That's good.
I believe it. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, hey, this one's wild.
I damn near seen
it. You ain't never saw that. You ain't got to lie.
Bro, I'm telling y'all, damn, be getting crazy.
Muff's getting the views up for the podcast, man. You got to love it. He saw it.
Whole time.
Florida man turns himself in after allegedly robbing 3 banks in 3 hours. That's pretty quick.
I mean, he's busting moves. I don't know if he calling Ubers, if he got the getaways, but like, you got to be pretty close because them roads, especially in traffic time, is kind of busy. So I don't know how he getting it.
What do you think made him turn himself in after, like, you know, you do two maybe in 2 hours, say, and then you say, I'm just going to go for the hat trick. I'm going for the trifecta, the trade. The
I don't know. I mean, if I'm going for three, I'm not trying to turn myself in. I'm trying to get away clean and then retire.
That's what I mean. Maybe one, and then you're going to, you know, regret it. But after the third, I just don't get that. But anyway,
just,
I mean.
He's probably just trying to ready. He was ready to really just give it up that day. So that's what it sounds like.
Okay. Lastly, Florida man arrested for trying to get an alligator drunk.
Sounds like Bobby Boucher.
I was thinking the same thing. The mud bowl.
Yeah, that sounds like Bobby Boucher. Honestly, I can't even be mad at that. Like, the gator might have asked him the way they be talking down there. Like, he might have asked him, yo, you think you
did
can
you
give
ever,
me a...
Did you ever see any gators down there when you were down?
Nah, I ain't never seen them.
That ain't no problem.
That ain't a problem. All right, let's get right back into it and talk some music. Each and every week, we pick 4 songs or albums and grade them A through F in a segment we like to call Grade It. And you know, this week, you know I got to start out with, I think I know what you're going to say, if you're going to say anything, but we got to start with Jesus is King, Kanye West album.
Yeah, I mean, I love Kanye, his creativity. I love how passionate he is about what he does. But I'm not listening to the album. I'm going to keep it a bean. You can keep it.
I got you. I figured you were going to say
honestly,
that.
No, honestly, like, he has great vision. He executes what he wants to execute. I'm just not listening. Keep it a bean with you.
I listened. I checked it out. Me being a huge Kanye fan from the beginning, you know, his first few albums, I'd say his first three, loved a lot. First five, I really liked. And then after that, it went a little downhill for me. But I gave it a listen for the sake of the podcast, more particularly. And right now, off one listen, I listened to it one time when it dropped. I'm going right now a C. And the reason I say a C, Muff, is because I don't think it was terrible. I don't think it was anything great. I just think it was something that I really won't play back that much. There's 11 songs. It's super short. As we always say with the streaming now, it's 26 minutes, I believe. 11 tracks. The first song was the choir. Nothing on him. It was just a straight choir. I thought that was the best song. I loved that part. The song with Kenny G and Clips. Would have never thought I'd see that. A lot of the features are good. Ty Dolla $ign, anytime he gets on it, something we always say that he kills it. But right now, I'm going C. Again, I'll have to go back and listen to it.
You know what? Only
maybe give a different
minutes.
Rating.
I could probably listen. 26 I minutes. I could probably listen to that just real quick, just to check it out. Just to check it out.
That's what you need to do. Do that for me so we can put up on the Instagram and Twitter, and people can see what you go. Again, like I said, I might change better or worse, but right now, I'm just going with the simple, safe C. Just because, like I said, nothing really stood out to me and nothing really I thought was awful, awful. It didn't seem anything amazing, you know?
I'm listening on my commute and then, no matter of fact, I'm going to listen to it before I go to sleep tonight. And I'm going to go in unbiased and I'm just going to listen to it.
Okay.
Like I really do anyway. But I'm going to go in there unbiased and we're going to see what it's like.
You heard it here, Podcast 55. Second track, hip hop also, Godfather 4. Dave East featuring Nas. It is pretty much a Nas track to me, and I loved every bit of it. Give me your rating on that.
This one I'm going B+. I just liked how it flows, and the reason I didn't give it an A is because like I'm not gonna listen to this all the time. This is something that I more so listen to, you know, later at in the evening when I'm not trying to listen to trap music or something just energetic, something that I might listen to while I'm studying or getting some, you know, some housework done. And I might be able to just, you know, kind of just relax and listen to this. So B plus, I like the lyricism. I like how they kind of mesh together, and both from New York.
Yeah, and Dave East is signed to Mass Appeal, you know, Nas's label. I'm giving it an A. It's got that old school hip hop feel, and that's what I like. I thought it was great. I like sometimes when you don't have the verse. I mean, you don't have a chorus or a hook or anything like that. It's just back and forth, going off each other. Mm-hmm. And I love the one line he said about like a tree falling in the middle of the forest.
Oh, he said like a tree falling in the middle of the forest. Nobody heard your shit drop. It's really garbage.
It's really garbage. I feel like he was talking about so many young cats now, even though he's not a hater by any means. But it's just funny just to hear someone like him of his caliber saying that stuff. Because there is so much stuff that comes out daily. We're not listening to all that trash. We're not listening to it.
Yeah, it's
that's why we're not.
That's what I say. Same reason why I'm not trying to really listen to the Kanye joint, but I'm gonna listen to it.
So we have next, like I said, this could be any genre. If you want to hear his greatest song too, like I said, let us know what you guys think of these. But also, if you want to add in a song, we're going a little country pop here, as most people would say, Ken Folks by Sam Hunt.
What you got? I've been going first. What you got on this one?
So, contrary to popular opinion, some of his hits, Body Like a Back Road, House Party, I actually enjoy those songs. I like them. I could see why people that really enjoy that southern old folk soulish type of country, you know, I could see why they don't like this type of pop music. But like I said, every genre is going to that kind of, and for me, this song was just a little bit too much of that. It seemed a little forced. It seemed too much radio. So honestly, I'm going C minus on this, man.
I can respect that. For me, you know, contrary to popular belief, I do listen to some country music. And I'm not going to lie to you, this is not something I'm probably going to listen to again. I'm going to give it a C plus. Just because I could picture myself listening to this, okay, in Morgantown, you know, while we're all out at the tailgate, so we're just kind of hanging out, and I'll tolerate it. It wasn't terrible. I like the rhythm of it. I like, you know, some of the vocals that he had in there. This is definitely not going on my Apple Music. Nobody can definitely play this when we're riding around. But in an open field where I can kind of maybe step away from the speakers, I listen to this joint and just kind of vibe with it.
Okay. And our last one, it was tough because, like I said, I was going to try to get another album, but we did, you know, because we didn't get to do the album. We're doing Circles by Post Malone.
Post Malone. I love Post Malone. He's got a lot of great hits. This was not one of them. I'm going D minus on this one. Damn, I'm going to just keep it at B. I really didn't like this one at all. Like, it just wasn't my favorite. Like, I don't know what I really can't understand the direction that he was trying to go. And maybe that's why I don't like it as much. But it sounded a little too country, too rocky, too like just mixed up, and I just didn't like it that much.
You know what this sounded like to me? It sounded like if I was walking in the Pac Sun or a store like that. That's what this,
if I was walking
right
inside
now
of Pac Sun, that was inside of a Sears, that was inside of a Boscov's that just closed down.
That's what, yeah, I'm playing. But see, I'm the exact opposite. I'm not huge on Post Malone. I know he makes hits. I just don't find some of the songs I'm just not that thrilled on, like a lot of people. And I know it's the melody he does on a lot of them. I know that's what catches people. But a lot of them, maybe I get tired of hearing them. I don't know. But for me, actually, this song wasn't bad to me compared to a lot of other songs that I don't like by him. I actually didn't mind this song at all. So I'm gonna go regular C here too.
Yeah, you can keep that one. I wish I ain't gonna give it that bad of a rating. But yeah, I'm definitely never listening to that again.
That's all for this week's Grade It. If you want to submit one to us, let us know on Instagram, Twitter, what you want us to review next week. And make sure to chime in on these and let us know if we have these reviews right or wrong. I did want to share this one with you, Mel. One of the categories in Jeopardy this past week was Eastern Conference. And this guy named Chris, he selected a $400 clue that read, in 2001. Let's see if you can get this. If you don't, that's crazy. 2001, This 76ers guard became the shortest NBA MVP in history and was the All-Star Game MVP in an Eastern Conference victory. Who was it?
Yeah, you could have cut that off after. In 2001, the 76ers guard became the shortest. I'm automatically going AI, Allen Iverson. The answer, like, automatically. But I don't expect people on this show to be really watching sports like that, to be honest with you.
Maybe not, but at the same time, that's what I was thinking to myself, like, how do you miss this? But then I'm like, I guess I would have missed the other 15 from the other category, so maybe I should shoot them some bail.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like, when are you going to answer a Beethoven question?
I'm not, you're right.
You know?
But
that's
still
not the lane that we're in.
But if you're
like,
Jeopardy,
damn,
though.
Allen Iverson, like,
yeah, exactly, because we know Allen Iverson. Like, come on now.
Yeah, that's like someone not knowing like Snoop Dogg or something.
Oh, but here's the worst part of it though, was that the two people didn't even try to take it because they didn't know it either. So Allen Iverson, we're sorry, man, that we let you down on Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's crazy though.
I did want to tell you too, Muff. I checked out your show Rhythm and Flow on Netflix.
I hope you did too.
It was okay.
And
the funniest part, I'm looking on Apple News today. You know, wake up, grab the coffee, looking at Apple News, just searching through, and I read a headline: how Netflix's Rhythm Plus Flow became a breakout reality hit. And I that's when I just started laughing at myself. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna cut Muff some slack on this one because he did say it was a good show. So people out there think the same thing.
I like how they structured it, man. Like, it was really good structure. But I don't like how they eliminated a lot of those contestants because...
They did them dirty, huh?
Bruh, I'm going to put it just like this. If you haven't watched the show, I'm sorry. But, like, there's this point where they were doing a rap battle. They were pinning some of the best against the best. Some people that had more creativity than rap battle-esque. And I just feel like some of the people that got eliminated there should have made it. And I feel like some of the people that made it shouldn't have. And that's going to be, you know, way down into that sector inside that season. But you just got to watch it to understand what I'm saying, and you would probably be frustrated too. But at the end of the day, I think they definitely chose the best one, you know, just based off creativity, professionalism, and just, I don't know, man. I just like that show. I definitely want to see season two.
Hey, everyone should take Muff's word for it. Check it out if you're into that type of stuff. Besides that, though, Muff, we're closing in on the hour mark. We're trying to keep it within an hour for time being, unless we have some guests or we feel like talking more. But we're not going to, like I said, we're not going to do that. We're just trying to be here once a week for you guys, for whatever you want to listen to us for. As always, we appreciate you guys. If we're doing something bad, doing something good, you don't want to hear us do something more, do something less, let us know. All that feedback's good. You can help us by giving us a 5-star or whatever you want, but 5-star would be good. Anything else, Muff, for the podcast listeners, episode 55, the Halloween edition, let them know.
Nah, man, just make sure you're drinking your water. Don't forget to drink your orange juice in the morning. I know we ain't talked about that in a while, but it's still happening. You know, it ain't going away. Make sure you're eating fruits and veggies. And make sure that you try out that crab mac and cheese. And let me know how that joint hit, because I know it is. What are we kidding? What are we kidding here? Hey, man, I'm out though. Cut.